The Indian of Bedikas Chometz and Lo'or HaNer is because we know Chazal say that the Sa'or Shebi'isa is connected to Yetzahara. The Yetzahara is called the Sa'or Shebi'isa, and that's the Chometz that we have to find and we have to burn. The reason why we do Bedikas Chometz at night and with the Or HaNer is because David HaMelech says, Ne'er l'ragli d'verecha v'oil l'nesibosi. Person has to know, person has to realize that Olam Hazeh is Doima Lalaila. And that's why Taka, the first Gemara Psochim, beginning of Gemara Psochim, on the Mishnah of Bedika, Boitken Esachometz, the Gemara says over there that Olam Hazeh is Doima Lalaila. And Gemara brings many Psukim. And therefore we have to hang on to the Torah. The Torah, we have to realize the Torah is Kim Chayinu Varchimenu. Just like a person in a forest at night, where every step is dangerous. Every step is dangerous. You can trip over something. It might be an animal. It might be a trap. It might be a hole. And therefore a person has to hold on to the Torah for dear life. He has to hold on to a candle for dear life. A torch for dear life. Because that's how we have to feel about the Yetzirah. The reason why a person does aver is the reason why the Yetzirah gets a better from a person. Because a person doesn't realize how damaging the Yetzirah is. A person doesn't realize how dangerous the Yetzirah is. A person doesn't realize how deadly the Yetzirah is. How all he's trying to do is that he's trying to kill off and he's trying to kill us. A person thinks that he can live his life b'derech klal, a few mitzvahs, a few averas, kilu. He doesn't see that life in Olam Hazeh is mamish a dangerous life. And without the Torah, it's mamish deadly. A person can fall into the traps of the Yetzirah. And therefore that's why in the beginning of L'Or HaNer, just like Ne'er l'ragli d'verecha v'oil l'nesivosi, when we take the hakara of Leil Bedikas Chometz, is that the Yetzahara, the Olam Hazeh, and all the Yetzaharas is dark. And when we hold on to the candle to look for, hold on to the candle, we're holding on to the Ruchnius, we're holding on to the Torah, we're holding on to the Messiah, we're holding on to the Ruchnius that we have. And this is like a candle, and it's a small candle. And we use a small candle because a small candle is that which can go into the Chorin and Stokin. The Bechin of Chorin and Stokin are holds. In other words, the Yetzirah is trying to ambush us. He's hiding. The Yetzirah hides. He's trying to ambush us. And we have to find him. We have to find all the little holes that the Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah is hiding. So maybe when a person realizes that Olam Hazeh is dark, and a person has to light up the world, with the Or of Torah, as we start off with the Ma'at Or, with the Or HaNer. Chazal say the Ma'at Or Doicha Har B'Choshech. A bit of Or, a bit of Ruchnius can push away a lot of Choshech. So we take a start. The first practical avoider of Leil of Erev Pesach is Bedikas Chometz, where we still have only a little bit of Or. A little bit of Or can be Doicha Har B'Choshech. And the next night, Leil Tezvov, is where it's Laila Kayoim Yoy Kachashecha. Once we've killed off the Yetzirah, and once we're makabel upon ourselves to live a lechtiga life of Yiddishkeit, then there's no more Choshech left. But we begin with a bit of Ruchnius that we have. The Ma'at Or is Doicha Har B'Choshech, and that's the bit of light of a candle that we have that can be Doicha Har B'Choshech. It's also a chizuk for Yid. It's chizuk for Yid that we have to hang on to wherever we can get our hands of. Any bit of ruchnius that we have to cling on to, any bit of ruchnius, even if it's a small flame, and we're going through a whole big desert, we're going through a whole big jungle, a whole big forest, with a bit of light. But that bit of light, every bit of ruchnius that a Yid has to latch on and hang on to that ruchnius and think that this ruchnius is my life for me. Even if the Yetzirah seems so overwhelming, the Yetzirah is the jungle, and I'm holding on to one light, but this one light is going to help me and is going to protect me throughout.